Max is a 10-year-old boy with autism. Recently, his mother called on U.S. lawmakers to allocate more funds to find the cause and a cure.
As families of children with autism, we each struggle with the why. I do not believe we can come to a simple conclusion when it comes to the cause and effects of such a complex disorder as autism.
Autism is a set of disorders along a wide spectrum that affects a person's ability to respond socially or form relationships. It is diagnosed more often in boys than girls. Scientists don't know what causes it, but besides a genetic predisposition, they are now focusing on environmental exposure or a combination of the two. At the University of California at Davis, Dr. Isaac Pesa is researching the impact of the environment on brain development and autism.
We must identify which environmental exposures and combinations of exposures are contributing to the increased overall risk in the population and identify the most susceptible groups.
Dr. Pesa says chemicals used commercially, there are some 80,000, could affect a child's developing brain. Paul Anastas of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency argues that improvements in diagnosing autism cannot be solely responsible for the dramatic increase in autism cases reported worldwide.
We often get into this discussion about, is this environment or is this genetics? When I think there's a growing body of knowledge that is saying that it's not one of the other. Our genetics can't change this quickly in order to explain the increase in incidence. So what we're saying is that it's likely an interaction of the environment and genetic susceptibility.
Heavy metals such as lead and products like insecticides have recently been linked to abnormalities in newborns and attention deficits in toddlers. Dr. Bruce Lanfear is at Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center.
And there is indeed emerging evidence that a whole host of new environmental chemicals, many of which are routinely found in pregnant women and children, such as bisphenol A, flame retardants, pesticides, phthalates, and airborne pollutants, are associated in early studies with intellectual deficits or behavior problems.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control says a form of autism may affect one in every 150 American children. Parents of children with autism say better services and resources for the children are essential. But most important is finding the cause of the disease so it can be prevented or cured. Vidushi Sinha, VOA News, Washington.